The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with MasterCard. Indulge your passion for food with exclusive dining experiences at priceless.com.
And we're coming to you from Collins Barracks this morning, where it is an absolutely lovely morning. It's absolutely still. A few visitors arriving at the National Museum here at the moment, but so far it's been fairly quiet. People recovering from yesterday's storm. Now, earlier on the programme, Abigail Disney was here to talk about her Emmy award-winning documentary. But we're returning to the Disney family now to hear about a new streaming service called Disney Life. And Jess Kelly has been binge-watching. Jess.
It's called Research, Pat. I got away with calling it Research. So they have unveiled this new service. It's been available in the UK since 2015, and Ireland is the second country to get it. And it's basically Disney's version of Netflix. What they've done is pulled all of their movie content, all of their TV shows from every other service, and they're only available to stream on this. It's $6.99 a month, and for that, you've got more than 400 Disney movies. So everything from Inside Out, Bambi, Aladdin, Toy Story, Beauty and the Beast, the animated version and the newer version, everything you can think of, plus all of the kids' TV shows. So, you know, Doc McStuffins and loads of other ones that I can't really pronounce. That they're all there in one hub for £7 a month.
As you can get all the movie soundtracks, all the songs.
Yeah, this is something that... So initially, when I kind of logged into it, I was thinking it would just be the TV shows and the movies. But all of the soundtracks are available. There's kind of sing-along versions for kids. The full Lion King track soundtrack is all there for people. There's also audiobooks as well. So kids can listen to audiobooks, the stories of some of the Disney tales within the app. And it's really nicely done. When you log into the interface, instead of the sort of the avatar that you have on Netflix, you can pick what Disney character you want to be and set it up to suit your tastes.
So who were you?
I was Minnie Mouse, obviously, because she's the best. But no, it's just a really nice interactive application.
Now, questions. Can you have it on multiple devices?
Yes, you can. This is something, again, that I was really impressed by for the price point. So for £7, you can have six profiles for the €6 on up to 10 devices. So
if you have kids with tablets, for example, they're going on a long journey, they can watch in the car if you can download.
Yes. You can make stuff offline and it's very handy. It's very easy to do.
Could I download Beauty and the Beast and watch it in the back of the car?
So yesterday, because Storm Ophelia was coming our way, I had all of my Disney movies stored to my phone and Happy on the Lewis Home, which didn't show up,
very
so I got
good.
A taxi. But yeah.
All right. How successful has it been in the UK?
It's been very successful in the UK. The thing is, they're kind of slow to... They didn't want to jump the gun. They didn't want to just go after Netflix for the sake of it. So they've taken their time. They've built the correct infrastructure in the app. It's been very successful in the UK. It's now here in Ireland. They're saying that they're going to add further content to it. So stuff like the Star Wars films and all the Marvel films will be coming onto the platform. But it's a very interesting time for them to come into the Irish market because just, I think it was overnight, Netflix said that they are going to invest $8 billion in content in 2018 alone. So this year they spent $6 billion. So this whole streaming market is where things are going. Netflix have 56,000 new subscribers every single day. So everyone is going to come out of the traps. Everyone who's making content, streaming content, is going to be trying to catch up with Netflix. So it's a good time for Disney to be in this market.
Okay, now let's move on to yet another new phone.
Yeah.
And it's a phone that has a feature which I like.
It has the FM radio. So last week, so many questions came in from different people looking for a phone that is reliable, doesn't cost the sun, moon, earth and stars, and has an FM radio. And the Moto G5S is all of those things. So it's a really nice phone out of the box. It's 5.5 inch screen, which is kind of a standard size. It looks a bit like an iPhone 3, before the iPhone kind of went very boxy. It has that look and feel about it. It has the FM radio, as I said. Really good processor, 4 gigs of RAM, a micro SD card so you can increase the memory inside, and it's only €250. That's on pay as you go. So you can walk into a shop, hand over €250.
And how quick is it processor-wise?
It's got an octa-core processor, and it's like a 1.4 gigahertz octa-core processor and 4 gigs of RAM. So again, when you are multitasking, I've been using it since Friday, I think, and I've been very impressed by it. The camera on it's great, 13 megapixel camera. I found it hard to fault it, to be honest with you. The only thing that I'm not mad about is the interface that some of the Moto phones have. It runs Android, but it does have that Moto UI, which you can kind of tweak and tailor a little bit. But as a solid phone goes for £250, you can't really go wrong.
All right, Jess, thank you very much for joining us. And we'll be talking more about Collins Barracks and what goes on here, and it's very interesting, after this.